Okay, so we'll just do a little short meditation then. And then we'll just open it up to the guides that brought the monks here and the wisdom that's already here. And we just feel that wisdom within ourselves and feel the ancient within ourselves and the connection we already have with this place, going back through time, and the connection we already have with the lake, and the combination of the earth and the water, and the Tirnanog energy, which is the eternal youth and the affinity energy, which explains so much to so many people. And we allow ourselves just to sit in the Tirnanog energy and to allow that kind of infinity come into our lives and come into our perception of time and space and reality, and how that gives the feeling of plenty and the feeling of ease and the feeling of physical and emotional well-being, and how it allows the mind to rest and to be peaceful. And just let the Tirnanog energy fully go into the ego and just see how it relaxes the ego and allows the ego to be on holiday more often and allows more playtime for the mind and the ego and allows more expansion then of the heart energy, which eases the whole process of self-alignment and allows the joy and the peace come so naturally. And we just give thanks for the practicalities of this kind of a meditation to help people with their everyday lives.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Just a brief message. Sometimes logic is the way of things. Connecting the dots is the way of things. There is so much said about such an ancient place that you sit in now. The abbey on an ancient island surrounded by water that supposedly dates back to 400. Founded by monks with no order, they say. Now, if you think about that, if you have no order, that is to say you're not part of a group other than that which is yourself. It means that there is no overwhelming doctrine that you are adhering to except that which is yourself, no order. Then you find out that they are responsible for so much knowledge. Books and books. Then you find out that perhaps the seed of herbology and more was here. What you don't know is they also were heavily into numerology, which was here. The energy of numbers, the meaning of numbers, even the ones that they see in the sky, the collections of things, how they work, why they work. Then there is the specter of perhaps they knew about youthing the human body. If you start to connect the dots, there is an option here to consider. Before we tell you what that might be, let us also discover why they put it on an island. Now, the reasoning goes that it's always on an island for isolation and perhaps defense, but this was even before the Vikings. So, yes, it was isolation, to be free and clear of any of the land around them, to be isolated, but there is more. I will tell you, in those days, when all you have is the elements, the sky above, the water around, the earth below, it's all you have. That everything is a metaphor, carefully designed, carefully aligned to say things long after they're gone. The reason it is an island is because it is filled with reflection. The water surrounds them. It's a reflective time. And so they were all about teaching going inward because they knew that all of the secrets of everything was in the God inside. The divine lives inside. And so this means that the monks on this island so long ago were channeling. The definition of channeling, dear ones, is where you can reach a place that is so serene and peace and connected with the Gaia energy, with the stars, with that around you, which is the creative source, that out will fly information, like you're hearing now. What about you? Now you're here. Their legacy remains, and if you could interview them in any language right now, if they were here right now, they would ask the believer and the unbeliever alike in this circle one question. When you reflect on everything, what do you see? Are you pleased with you? And if you're not, the question is, then you haven't really understood anything about who you are. Is it possible that there is a grand you inside that is compassionate, that really can channel? And what I mean by channel is that is channel your own youth, channel your own health, channel solutions to drama in your life. I know who is here in the circle. And all of them, in all of their sacrifice, in all of the years, reflective to the max, are saying now to you, when you reflect on you, can you see God inside even a little? Can you understand that when you reach inside with pure intent, there is a peaceful countenance that aligns with the peace of Gaia, which flows right now up through you in this marvelous place? Some of us, my partner included, and that's why the us, must come to places that speak to the cellular biology in order to understand the spiritual. They are together. It is not religious. It is not to be worshipped. It's spiritual. You're part of the creative source, not a system of church, but a spiritual system that is beautiful beyond any kind of doctrine. There is nothing wrong with the worship, the structure. All of it has its place, but dear ones, at the heart of it is the Creator, and it's inside you. That is this brief message in this place, built for you to sit and reflect and feel what they felt. They were aligned with the planet, and all of them were channeling truth written in books for thousands of years. Reflect now on yourself. And so it is.